Welcome back. It's the weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition, your home for all your supplement and nutritional needs. Check them out. Three locations and a fourth on the way, coming to the Fashion Show Mall November the 1st. Ballpark Frank, Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez, Terrence Big T is off this week. But guys, I know we love the fight stuff. We open up a little bit of boxing talk, easy for me to say, early in the morning. You know, I'm not really a morning person. Plus, I just got done with it overnight. But anyway, open up with some boxing. Now we got a UFC tonight. And I got to tell you, and we were talking about this before the show amongst ourselves a little bit, I don't feel that this card is getting a lot of respect. It's not maybe the deepest card in the world, but it does have one of the most exciting fighters in the world on the headline.
Absolutely, and that's something I don't understand. And we've talked about, we know what a big fan Armando is of Conor McGregor. Armando seems to like these loudmouth guys, the ones that are going to sell fights. Well, tonight, Robbie Lawler, your welterweight champion, takes on Tyrone Woodley. Robbie Lawler is not a talker. Robbie Lawler is not going to sit there and flap his gums and make some, you know, disparaging comments about somebody. He's going to go in there and let his fighting do the talking for him. And if you think about this, Robbie Lawler has been in, this is going to be his third title defense. His first two defenses were all out wars. The Rory McDonald fight, widely considered fight of the year when that happened. And then there was the Carlos Condit fight, which was a back-and-forth slobber knocker from beginning to end.
Let's not forget the two fights with Johnny Hendricks.
And the fight with Matt Brown.
Yes.
I mean, this is a guy who, I mean, let's be honest. Robbie Lawler has been fighting for a god-awful amount of time. I mean, to be his age, I think he's about 34 years old, and to still be fighting the way he's fighting is, it's unheard of. I mean, we've talked about some of these guys making the resurgence later in their career. Robbie Lawler has never pissed dirty. Robbie Lawler is not the type of guy who looks like he does steroids. Robbie Lawler is a fighter. And this is a guy who was very highly touted when his career started. I remember stories about him showing up at UFCs on Friday nights, because that's when UFCs originally started. They were on Friday nights. And Saturday night, he was at his prom. Okay, fighting in the UFC on Friday night, going to the prom on Saturday night. That's how long Robbie Lawler's been doing this. And right now he is the UFC welterweight champion, and he's got a real fun fight scheduled for tonight. And there's no fanfare whatsoever. Yes, this show has taken some hits. The co-main event, Mighty Mouse Johnson against Wilson Hayes, lost that fight. We just lost another fight the other day when you have Uncle Creepy, Ian McCall, was supposed to take on Justin Scoggins. Scoggins had some issues with weight cut. They had to cancel that fight. So you're not getting as many good fights. There's no star power, but they are going to be some really good fights.
I was going to think there'll be some good fights. There's just not going to be no star power. And coming off the hangover that was UFC 200, I mean, it's kind of hard to lay down money for something that's not of that quality.
But see, that's the thing, is I don't care about, let's be honest, let's look back at UFC 200. Yeah, on paper, it had all the markings of being the greatest card on earth. And we watched it. Hey, were you disappointed?
I thought the last three fights were absolute garbage.
Were you disappointed?
And that wasn't because Miesha Tate didn't come to fight. It's nothing against Nunes, because she fought a hell of a fight. But I thought the other fights were kind of jokes leading up to it. And we talked about that beforehand with the whole Brock Lesnar fiasco and everything else out there. But, you know, I was definitely disappointed in it. And I will say this, too, and we also talked about this before the show. The UFC themselves has kind of made this an afterthought card. During UFC 200, what was the second biggest thing outside of Brock Lesnar being in town that they were talking about? They had Diaz and McGregor talking about UFC 202 already. They were already themselves bypassing this card.
Yes. You see, he's mad again. Nate Diaz.
Yes, Nate Diaz.
Got bombarded the other night while being on Conan O'Brien by a video package pre-prepared by Conor McGregor. The UFC set it up and did not tell Nate. Nate took to Twitter and let the world know the UFC screwed me again, and he is not happy with them.
Well, he might be not happy, but the stuff Mark Hunt said shows how really not happy he is. By the way, I was going to try to make a soundbite of that. I would get carpal tunnel with the bleeps.
Yeah, it would just be too
much. You can't do that.
It would be too much. It would just be one. If you could play it, just hold it. all across the board.
Yeah.
Mark just Hunt flat-lined. Not happy. Just flatline that right away. And actually, I wanted to bring that up. Do you know about Brock? Did you hear this? We were questioning how is Brock Lesnar going to be participating in what Frank calls the fake entertainment sport. But
it's sports entertainment. It's SummerSlam. It's choreographed big. It's Dancing with No Stars.
Dancing with No Stars has...
Well said. Well
Dancing
said.
With No Stars has a wellness policy, though, and they have, you know, had fighter or wrestlers sidelined due to, you know, failing drug tests. And we were wondering, how is Brock Lesnar participating in SummerSlam when he just failed a drug test for the UFC? Apparently, WWE does not, the wellness program does not apply to part-time wrestlers. The WWE is considering Brock Lesnar a part-time wrestler. That's why they are allowing him to participate in SummerSlam. When you just had your champion, Roman Reigns, or your former champion, suspended for a month for testing positive for Adderall.
Man, I got to tell you, I've had a lot of part-time jobs. He's a part-time MMA fighter that made five times more than anybody else on the card. Said I don't want to be tested because he knew he was dirty and they didn't test him. And then kicked off the guy who was supposed to be the main event on the card for testing dirty. Now he's a part-time... I need a better part-time job.
I don't know.
You're getting
a headache,
or
right?
I need a hell of an agent.
You're getting a headache
part-time.
Just thinking about this.
What? Because he didn't use Vince's stash? He's okay?
No, well, actually, from what they're saying, now this is what from they're saying, that he actually only works about 16 nights out of the year for the WWE, while a full-time performer or superstar, as they would call them, is wrestling on an average of 200 nights a year.
And that is true because he never makes his own appearances. He's got his mouthpiece that holds the mic for him and does everything. So
exactly.
He just stands there and jumps up and down and wears a Suplex City shirt when
you're
he comes into the ring.
My client, Brock Lesnar. But let's get back to real fighting. Okay.
Yeah,
I want to talk a little bit about Tyrone Woodley here. Because there's a lot of people out there saying that Tyrone Woodley is very undeserving of this title shot. Now, Woodley did win two fights in a row. Both of them, you know, that fight against Kelvin Gastelum, I'm not, you know, that was an overweight, sick Kelvin Gastelum. Didn't look too impressive, but he'll tell you differently. But do you know the last time that Tyrone Woodley fought?
Was it Carlos Condit fight?
He has not fought. No, he fought since then. That was his first win because he lost to Jake Shields. Then he beat Carlos Condit on a freak injury. And then he beat Gastelum by a split decision. He has been sitting out. Armando, we've gone to a lot of events together since Anderson Silva, Nick Diaz.
He has not fought since last January.
So this is a guy who has not fought in over a year and a half, taking on one of the most active fighters we've seen in a long time, who is on an absolute tear. I do not see this fight going well for Woodley. I think he's been gone. I think he's been gone from the game way too long, and taking on a guy like now they do know each other well, because one of the cool things about this fight is they have trained together. They're both affiliates of American Top Team. Now, Woodley lives in St. Louis, I believe, while Robbie's down in Florida, but they do train quite often together. It's going to be interesting. They know each other well, but I think Woodley, the determining factor, and I think he's been out a little too long.
So one thing we always try to do on this show here is let people know about a live dog or something, if there is one. You're saying Woodley is not that live dog.
I don't think Woodley is that live dog.
It's not like he's a gigantic favorite here with Lawler either.
He's a contender.
Yeah, he's a nice size favorite, but it's not something that's just in the stratosphere. It's not something ridiculous.
No, I don't think so. And I'm looking at this card, and I can't tell. I can say there's probably not a lot of live dogs on this one. There probably is not.
Well, who do you have, Pearson or Masvidal?
That's a barn burner
yeah,
of a
exactly.
fight. I got Masvidal on that one.
Yeah, exactly, me too.
Is Masvidal the favorite or the underdog?
That's a good question.
I think Masvidal's, I'm going to say he's going to be the favorite. He should be the favorite. Pearson's stepping up here.
Yeah, but Pearson is... He's a beast, and he comes to fight every single time.
You never know what's going to happen in a fight like that, but there is actually the other fight that I'm very excited for is the co-main event, and that's when you've got Rose Namajunas. I never say that name right, but she is
She sung it to you one time. How can you not do it?
I screw it up all the time, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but it is a she's a tough name, but Rose is one of the toughest girls I met, and this fight, likely the winner, will earn a title shot against strawweight kingpin Joanna Champion. might win. You know, the person who wins is, and Rose has been absolutely on fire since she had all those expectations coming out of The Ultimate Fighter. She lost that fight to Jessica. Was it, who was that again? That she fought. I can't remember who won that. Jessica Penny? No. No, I can't remember.
I'm blanking in.
I can't remember who the champion was, but she got defeated. She got choked out.
Carla Sparza.
That's it. She lost to Carla. Carla lost to Joanna. But since then, Rose has been on an absolute tear. Look for a beautiful submission win tonight.
Win this fight, and here we got Joanna waiting for you, babe.
It's gonna, it's gonna be a good main event, a good co-main event tonight, no doubt about it.
And I can't believe how the time has flown by. You know, usually too on these cards, we've seen a lot of women's fights steal the card.
Always.
With Robbie Lawler on it, I'm not so sure.
Gonna be tough. Gonna be tough.
Though Lawler did say, I'm never going out there looking for the fight of the night. I'm looking for a first round knockout. It just doesn't work out that way for me. All right. Have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy the fights, boxing, everything else. We'll talk a little bit more NFL next week as well. We got to get out of here. It is the weekend kickoff for Phil Devine, for Armando Vasquez, for our leader, Big T Terrence, who's not with us this week, but he'll be joining us again soon, I'm sure. I'm Ballpark Frank. Have yourself a great weekend. Weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutritions. Go there and get healthy.